In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep fall on men, same time an uprising on the wretched of the earth. This revolution sweeps across Africa. The nations are ripe and the people are the carrier. History will never televise this revolution. The nations of the world will reveal this revolution. It is not a political or economic revolution. It is not the stages of feudalism, capitalism, socialism, or even communism. It is not ethnicity, tribalism, barbarism, nepotism, or even Zionism. But the offsprings of this revolution flood into every sector. This revolution is a third world resurrection. To the unbeliever, this revolution is a spiritual and material depression. This revolution begins in the heart of the people. To the blind, this revolution appears evil. This revolution is the ghost of colonialism haunting my people. It is neocolonialism's shackles of evil. The spirit of this revolution will be seen in the polities and economies of the emerging nations of Nigeria, South Africa, Ethiopia, Somalia, Tanzania, Ghana, Angola, Uganda, Botswana, Kenya, Tunisia, Egypt, Senegal, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Sudan, and across the shores of all compliant nations of Africa. This revolution belongs to the children of the struggle. It is the beginning of our fortunes. It is for the African warrior, the tribe of Shabazz, Zulu, Ashanti,
for the powerful black women,
for the African child upon whose shoulder the future lies. This revolution gives birth to a new generation. It reveals an African civilization. This revolution is a judgment on history. It rests squarely on the foundation of Pan-Africanism. The voice of this revolution is the cries of activism. It is our own share of the prophecy. Of course, this revolution will consume many, but this revolution ain't about sickle, pitchfork, and machete. This revolution is not coming from a distance. This revolution pricks the conscience of every politician. This revolution is empty of will and empty of honor. This revolution sheds its own blood upon the altars of corruption. This revolution must heal this broken system. It is for the people of the cross and the people of the crescent. What's the logic behind division when it's spiritually one direction? This revolution is an intellectual insurrection. The long traditions of revolt finds life in this revolution. It is here to stay and not on pilgrimage. Rebuilds the streets in disarray. This revolution is the Negro spiritual that brings forth liberation. It is the spirituality of the people's redemption. This revolution comes with its own plague of army. Haile Selassie, Ogun, Horus, Anubis, Amadioha, Ra, Mau Mau, Zulu, King Jaja, Queen Amina, and every intellectually inclined African with the consciousness of knowledge as a weapon. This revolution flexed with Madiba, Nkrumah, Kenneth Kaunda, Patrice Lumumba, Festus Mogae, Fela Kuti, Magic Fashek, Lucky Dube, Samora Michelle, Revolutionary Vapor, Chisano. The ghost of this revolution resurrect the ideals of Aminu Kanu, Chima Ubani, Dele Giwa, Kensaro Wiwa. This revolution is the African child with no right to education. It kills hunger and starvation, crimes and abortion. This revolution is us. This revolution is curse. This revolution is God. This revolution is me. This revolution is the ghetto youth whose future is bleak. It is glory unveiled from the dark side of the moon. This revolution is black magic and voodoo. This revolution is Ujamaa and negritude. The fires of this revolution tears many asunder. This revolution is iron. This revolution is thunder. The blood of this revolution runs through the veins of this rising army that's ready to die for the conviction. This revolution is power. This revolution is freedom. This revolution bleeds bitterly. It is the blood of patriots that springs the tree of liberty. There can never be peace, so the revolution ain't dialogue. This revolution brings me to martyrdom. This revolution is the catalyst that sparks the philosophy of consciousness. This revolution defies religion and science. This revolution makes the people get out of this cuckoo, or they perish in darkness. The scars of this revolution are blood written in the ink of rebellion. It is salvation for every prisoner in the fortress of these falling walls. It is faith in resurrection on the graveyard of this economic depression. This revolution, 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 this revolution.